This tiny black round thing comes to you with the compliments of New Musical Express. In the interests of promoting world peace and increasing mutual understanding between the nations of the free world. It is not in any way an attempt to boost sales of the paper in a year of increasing competition, or a cheap gimmick to attract people away from disc or melody maker. The record is introduced personally by the head of New Musical Express Limited.
Good evening! First, take the record, then put it on your gramophone, then hit it with a needle, hit it, go on, play, play. Oh, I like being head of New Musical Express. I like it, and it is, I got my own chair and the table which I hit. I'm very famous.
Welcome to Election Night Special. There's tremendous excitement here at the moment as we should be getting the first results through any moment now. We're not quite sure whether it might be from Leicester or from West Bisley. The polling's been quite heavy in both areas. Oh, and I'm just getting a buzzing noise in my left ear. And now let's go straight over to Leicester.
And it's a straight fight here at Leicester, and we're expecting the result any moment now. There with the returning officer is Arthur Smith, the sensible candidate, and next to him is Jethro Q. Walrus Chitty, the silly candidate with his agent and his silly wife.
Here's the result for Leicester. Arthur J. Smith.
Sensible party.
30,612. Jethro Q. Bunwacket Buzzard Stubble and Boot Walrus City.
Silly party.
33,108.
Well, there you have it, the first result of the election now, the silly party held less than all.
Well, pretty much as I predicted, except that the silly party won. I think this is largely due to the number of votes cast. Gerald?
Well, there's a big swing here to the silly party, but how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
I think one should point out here that in this constituency, since the last election, a lot of very silly people have moved into new housing estates, with the result that a lot of sensible voters have moved further down the road to the other side of number 29.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Can I just say this is the first time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just going straight over to Luton.
Well, here at Luton, it's a three-cornered contest between, from left to right, Alan Jones, sensible party, Tarquin Fin Tim Limbim, Limbim Bim 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 Bus Stop Tang for Tang Ole Biscuit Barrel, silly party, and Kevin Phillips Bong, who is running on the slightly silly ticket. And here's the result.
Alan Jones,
sensible,
9,112. Kevin Phillips Bong,
slightly silly.
Not. Tarquin, Vintin, Limbin, Wimbim, Limbim, Bus Stop, Fatang, Fatang, Olay, Biscuit Barrel.
Silly.
12,441.
Well, there you have it, the first result of the election there as the city party take Luton.
Well, this is a very significant result. Luton, normally a very sensible constituency, with a high proportion of people who aren't a bit silly, have gone completely gaga.
And we just heard that James Gilbert has with him the winning city candidate at Luton.
Tarquin, are you pleased with this result?
Oh, just me old beauty, I should say so.
How do you see this result?
This is an overwhelming mandate.
To the silly party.
Do we have the swing at Luton?
No.
Right, well, Norman? Well, I've got the swing here in this box, that you asked about it, and it's looking fine. I can see through the breathing going on. That is eating its peanuts up at the rate of knots.
That is.
And how about the cheese sandwich?
Well, I think it needs another walnut pickle.
Can I just break in here, sorry, to say that the swung has just had a quick one off the wrist. It's lying with an old Etonian friend, and it's fair to have your stomach.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Can I just say that this is the second time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just about to get another result.
And this one is from Harpenden South East, a very interesting constituency this. In addition to the official silly candidate, there is an unofficial, very silly candidate, in the slab of concrete. And he could well split the silly boat here at Harpenden, southeast.
Mrs. Elsie...
Silly.
26, Thalsam to 317. Jeanette Walker.
Sensible.
26, Thalsam to 318.
That was very close.
Malcolm Peter Bryan Telescope, Adrian Blackpool Rock Stoat Copper, John Raw Vegetable, Norman Michael, Edward, Jupiter, Thomas Moo will give a welcome in. William. Raindrops keep falling on my... Don't sleep in the subway. Smith.
Very silly.
Two.
Well, there you have it. A sensible game there at Harpenden with the silly boat being split by Malcolm, Peter, Brian, Telescope, Adrian, Blackpool, Rock, Soap, Gobbler, John, Raw, Vegetable, Norman, Michael. Edward. William Terrence, raindrops keep falling on the... Don't sleep in the subway. Smith, the very chilly candle.
This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the hairspray that really cares for your hair. Men's split ends, cures athlete's foot, and leaves your hair looking fresh, vital, and with a thin white scum on top. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I beg your pardon. This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the pop paper that keeps you up to date with the latest grocery bargains. Toilet rolls are down to £3, or £4 new. Doggo hair conditioner, down to 54p, leaves your spaniel looking cleaner, fresher, and with a thin white scum on top. Sorry? I'm sorry, I normally do the mainly kind of consumer-orientated... This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the paper which you can really wrap things up in. Old Spaniels, regurgitated curry, New Musical Express, the strongest and most absorbent pop paper in Britain today.